We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. They're interacting with these systems every single day, but couldn't explain what's happening or why decisions are being made about them. It's like we're all living in houses we didn't build, using tools we don't understand, run by systems nobody explained to us.
Exactly, Alex. I was just working with a community group last week. Parents trying to understand why their kids were being recommended certain YouTube content. Seniors confused about why their loan applications kept getting denied. Workers wondering why their schedules kept changing unpredictably. The common thread? They all knew AI was involved somehow, but had zero framework for understanding how these systems worked or why they made certain decisions.
And it's not just about technical knowledge. I've been teaching media literacy for 15 years, and this AI literacy gap is different. It's not that people lack information, it's that the systems themselves are designed to be incomprehensible. The opacity isn't a bug, it's a feature.
At our public library, we're seeing this play out in real time. Last month, we had a woman in her 70s come in absolutely terrified because her health insurance portal started showing her ads for funeral services. She thought the AI knew something she didn't, that it had predicted her death. Turns out she'd simply searched for Medicare coverage for seniors one too many times, and the algorithm made a creepy connection.
That's the dark pattern at work. From a UX perspective, these systems are often deliberately designed to obscure how they work. Think about recommendation engines. They show you content but never explain why. Credit scoring algorithms give you a number but hide the reasoning. Hiring platforms reject candidates without meaningful feedback. The lack of transparency serves business interests.
So let's break this down systematically. We're talking about multiple domains where people need AI literacy just to function in daily life. Maya, you've been mapping these different literacy needs. What patterns are you seeing?
I've identified six critical domains where people desperately need AI understanding. First, media literacy. Recognizing AI-generated content, deepfakes, understanding how algorithms shape what news and information we see. Second, consumer literacy, comprehending recommendation algorithms, personalized pricing, data collection. Third, civic literacy, recognizing AI in government services, voting systems, public surveillance. Fourth, workplace literacy, understanding automated management systems, hiring algorithms, productivity tracking. Fifth, health literacy, comprehending AI diagnosis tools, insurance algorithms, wellness apps. And sixth, financial literacy, grasping how AI affects credit scores, loan approvals, investment recommendations.
The media literacy piece is particularly urgent. I was working with high school students last week who couldn't distinguish between AI-generated political content and real journalism. One student told me, if it's trending, it must be important. They had no framework for understanding that the trending algorithm isn't measuring importance or truth. It's measuring engagement, which often means controversy or emotion.
And it's not just young people. Our senior computer classes are full of older adults who feel completely left behind. One gentleman told me he stopped applying for jobs online because the computer always says no. He didn't understand that an algorithm was screening his resume, so he assumed he was fundamentally unemployable.
That's what I mean about deliberate obscurity. These systems rarely provide meaningful error messages or explanations. When an AI hiring tool rejects someone, it usually says something generic like not a match rather than explaining what specific qualifications were missing. That lack of transparency prevents people from learning how to improve their chances.
So we have a public that's interacting with AI systems dozens of times daily, but lacks even basic understanding of how they work. Let's dig into why this understanding gap exists. Is it just complexity, or is there something more intentional happening?
I think it's both. The technology is genuinely complex, but there's also active resistance to making it understandable. I've consulted with companies developing AI products, and there's often pressure from legal and business teams to keep explanations vague. Specificity creates liability. If you explain exactly why an algorithm denied someone's loan application, that opens you up to discrimination lawsuits if your reasoning was flawed.
There's also what I call the mystification of expertise. We've created this cultural narrative that AI is so advanced that only PhDs can understand it. But that's simply not true. You don't need to understand tensor calculus to grasp how a recommendation algorithm works, any more than you need to understand internal combustion to drive a car. We're failing to create the equivalent of driver's education for AI.
At the community level, I'm seeing another barrier. People feel ashamed of their lack of understanding. They'll come to the library and whisper their questions about AI, like they're admitting some personal failing. We need to normalize not understanding these systems because they weren't designed to be understood by ordinary people.
From a design perspective, there are specific patterns that create this confusion. Black box interfaces that provide outputs without revealing inputs or processes. Consent dark patterns where users are forced to accept terms they can't possibly understand. Manipulated timing, where AI decisions happen so quickly that users can't follow the logic. And my personal favorite, explanation avoidance, systems that actively discourage users from asking how they work.
Let's get concrete about these obfuscation tactics. Diana, can you walk us through some real-world examples of how systems prevent understanding?
Absolutely. Take social media feeds. They show you content in an endless scroll, but never explain why you're seeing particular posts. The "why am I seeing this?" feature on some platforms is notoriously unhelpful. It might say because you engaged with similar content without specifying what content or when. Another example, credit scoring apps that show you your score but provide zero insight into what specific behaviors are affecting it, or hiring platforms that use AI to rank candidates but won't reveal what criteria they're prioritizing.
These aren't just design flaws. They're literacy prevention mechanisms. When systems don't provide meaningful explanations, they're actively preventing users from developing mental models of how AI works. It's like trying to learn chemistry without being able to see the reactions happening.
And this has profound educational implications. I've been trying to develop AI literacy curriculum, but how do you teach critical thinking about systems that deliberately resist scrutiny? It's like teaching students to be food critics, but only letting them eat mystery casseroles with unlisted ingredients.
We're seeing the consequences in our community workshops. People develop either complete trust or complete distrust in AI systems with no middle ground of informed skepticism. Either the algorithm knows best or it's all rigged against me. Neither position is accurate or helpful.
So we have systems designed to resist understanding, creating a public that's either overly trusting or overly suspicious. Now let's explore how different populations experience this literacy gap differently. This isn't one size fits all.
Definitely not. We're seeing generational divides, but not in the way people assume. It's not that younger people understand AI better. They're just more accustomed to interacting with opaque systems. They've developed workarounds and intuitions, but often lack critical understanding. Older adults have more life experience to draw analogies from, but less comfort with the technology itself.
There are also cultural and linguistic barriers. Many AI systems are developed in English-speaking tech environments and don't translate well to other cultural contexts. I've seen Spanish-speaking parents completely misinterpret school monitoring software because the interface translations were poor and the concepts didn't align with their understanding of education.
Economic status creates huge disparities too. Wealthier individuals can pay for advisors to help them navigate AI systems. Financial advisors who understand credit algorithms, career coaches who know how to game hiring platforms. Low-income individuals are left to figure it out alone, often with devastating consequences when they get it wrong.
And let's talk about disability access. Many AI systems claim to be accessible but are completely incomprehensible to people with cognitive disabilities. Voice assistants that can't handle non-standard speech patterns. Image recognition that fails with assistive devices. Recommendation algorithms that can't accommodate sensory sensitivities.
These variations in experience are crucial. So how do we build literacy frameworks that actually work for different populations? We need to move beyond one-size-fits-all approaches.
I've been developing what I call situated literacy frameworks. starting with the specific AI encounters people actually have in their daily lives, rather than abstract technical concepts. For parents, we start with the YouTube algorithm their kids are using. For job seekers, we start with the hiring platforms they're encountering. For patients, we start with the medical AI tools their doctors might be using.
And we need to borrow from established literacy practices. Media literacy taught us to ask who created this message and why. We can adapt that to AI. Who designed this system, and what are their incentives? Critical thinking skills transfer beautifully once you give people the right questions to ask.
At the library, we're using what I call kitchen table analogies, explaining AI concepts using everyday experiences everyone understands. Recommendation algorithms are like that friend who always suggests the same type of restaurant. Automated decision systems are like an overly strict rule follower. These analogies aren't perfect, but they give people a starting point for understanding.
From a design perspective, we need to advocate for what I call explainable by design, building systems that inherently support user understanding. That means clear feedback loops, meaningful error messages, optional detailed explanations, and transparency about system limitations.
Let's get practical. What does critical AI thinking actually look like in daily life? Give me some concrete examples of the questions people should be asking.
Start with the basic critical questions. What AI system am I interacting with right now? What data is it collecting from me? What decision is it making or influencing? Who benefits from this decision? What alternative outcomes were possible? How could this system be wrong or biased? These questions work across domains, whether you're looking at a social media feed, a loan application, or a medical diagnosis.
I teach students to practice algorithmic suspicion, not paranoia, but healthy skepticism. When you see content you strongly agree with, ask, why is the algorithm showing me this specifically? When you get a recommendation, ask what pattern in my behavior led to this suggestion. When a system makes a decision about you, ask what information was it missing that might have changed the outcome.
In our workshops, we use what I call the three layers of understanding framework. Layer one, what the system appears to do, the surface interaction. Layer two, what the system actually does, the actual decision process. Layer three, why the system does it that way, the business model and incentives. Most people never get past layer one.
And from a user experience perspective, people should learn to recognize red flags. Systems that provide no explanation for decisions. Systems that won't let you correct inaccurate data. Systems that change their behavior without notification. Systems that make it difficult to speak to a human. These are all signs that the designers aren't prioritizing your understanding.
This is great. We're moving from problem identification to practical frameworks. But how do we scale this understanding? We're talking about empowering millions of people who are currently confused and often intimidated by these systems.
We need what I call literacy ecosystems, multiple touch points where people can develop AI understanding. Schools are one piece, but we also need community centers, workplaces, religious organizations, healthcare providers, all integrating AI literacy into their existing education efforts.
And we need to train the trainers. Most educators, social workers, healthcare providers, the people who interface with the public daily are just as confused about AI as everyone else. We need to equip them with both understanding and teaching tools.
Public libraries are perfectly positioned to be AI literacy hubs. We're already trusted community spaces where people come for information without commercial pressure. We're developing workshop series, one-on-one coaching, and take-home resources that explain common AI systems in plain language.
The tech industry needs to step up too. We should be building explanation features into products as standard practice, not as afterthoughts. And we need to advocate within our organizations for transparency as a core design principle, not just a compliance requirement.
Let's talk about resistance. Who benefits from keeping the public confused about AI, and how do we overcome that resistance?
The beneficiaries of confusion are often the same entities that benefit from any information asymmetry. Companies that can manipulate consumer behavior without scrutiny. Employers that can automate management decisions without accountability. platforms that can optimize for engagement without responsibility for harmful content. The resistance comes from those who profit from opacity.
There's also what I call the complexity shield, using technical complexity as excuse for lack of accountability. The algorithm is too complicated to explain, becomes trust us, we're the experts. We need to challenge this directly by demanding explanations in terms ordinary people can understand.
And let's not forget the fear factor. Some organizations resist transparency because they're afraid of what it might reveal: biases, errors, questionable business practices. But sunlight is the best disinfectant, as they say.
From inside tech companies, I see another form of resistance: the belief that users don't want or need explanations. There's this myth that transparency creates cognitive burden, that people prefer simple interfaces even if they're misleading. But our research shows the opposite. Users feel more confident and engaged with systems they understand, even if the truth is complicated.
We've covered the problems and some solutions. Now let's talk about empowerment. What does success look like? How do we know when we're making progress toward AI literacy?
Success looks like people moving from passive subjects of AI systems to informed participants. It's when someone can look at a personalized ad and understand not just what they're seeing, but why they're seeing it. It's when a job applicant can strategically present their skills, knowing how hiring algorithms work. It's when a patient can ask informed questions about an AI-assisted diagnosis.
In educational terms, success is when critical thinking about AI becomes as fundamental as critical thinking about media. When students automatically question algorithmic recommendations the same way they question advertising claims. When "how does this system work?" becomes a reflexive question.
At the community level, success looks like decreased anxiety and increased agency. We'll know we're succeeding when people stop coming to the library terrified that the algorithm is out to get them and start coming with specific questions about how to work with these systems to achieve their goals.
From a design perspective, success is when explainability becomes a competitive advantage. When companies compete to be more transparent rather than more opaque. When users preferentially choose systems they can understand and trust.
Let's bring this back to the specific literacy domains we started with. How do these critical thinking frameworks apply to the six areas you identified earlier?
For media literacy, it means understanding that AI doesn't just show you content. It actively constructs your reality based on engagement metrics. For consumer literacy, it means recognizing when you're being shown personalized prices or products. For civic literacy, it means understanding how AI affects your interactions with government. For workplace literacy, it means knowing when algorithms are making management decisions. For health literacy, it means comprehending the role AI plays in diagnosis and treatment. For financial literacy, it means understanding how algorithms determine your creditworthiness.
And crucially, it means recognizing the connections between these domains. The same data collected for consumer purposes might affect your financial opportunities. The same engagement patterns that shape your media consumption might influence workplace assessments. AI literacy requires seeing these systems as interconnected, not isolated.
That's why our library workshops always include what we call the data trail exercise. We have people map how information from one part of their life might affect AI systems in another. It's often shocking for people to realize that their social media habits could theoretically influence their job prospects, or that their shopping patterns might affect their insurance rates.
And from a design ethics perspective, we need to be building systems that respect these connections rather than exploiting them. That means clear data boundaries, explicit consent for cross-domain data use, and meaningful opt-outs.
We're nearing the end of our conversation, but I want to leave our listeners with something actionable. If someone wants to start developing their AI literacy today, what's the first step?
Start with curiosity about one system you interact with regularly. Pick something concrete: your Netflix recommendations, your Facebook feed, your credit monitoring app. Spend time investigating how it works. Look for patterns in what it shows you. Search for explanations of how that particular system operates. The goal isn't to become an expert overnight, but to develop the habit of questioning rather than passively accepting.
I'd add, find someone to talk to about it. AI literacy, like all literacies, develops through conversation. Find a friend, family member, or colleague and discuss your observations. Compare notes on how different systems work. The social dimension of learning is crucial.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. Public libraries, community centers, adult education programs are all starting to offer AI literacy resources. You're not alone in feeling confused, and there are people working to make this knowledge accessible.
From a user perspective, start demanding better explanations. When a system makes a decision that affects you, ask why. When you encounter a black box interface, provide feedback requesting transparency. User pressure can drive design improvements.
This has been incredibly illuminating. We've moved from recognizing a public comprehension crisis to developing practical frameworks for building AI literacy across multiple domains. The key insight is that understanding AI isn't about technical expertise. It's about critical thinking, curiosity, and the courage to question systems that affect our lives.
Exactly. AI literacy is ultimately about agency, giving people the understanding they need to navigate an increasingly algorithmic world with confidence rather than fear, with critical engagement rather than passive acceptance.
And it's about recognizing that these systems are human creations, reflecting human values and flaws. They're not magical or infallible. They're tools that can serve us well only if we understand them well.
The public library movement was founded on the principle that knowledge should be accessible to all. AI literacy is just the latest chapter in that ongoing story, ensuring that technological understanding doesn't become the province of an elite few.
And as designers, we have both the responsibility and opportunity to build systems that support rather than prevent understanding. The future of AI shouldn't be mystery boxes. It should be transparent tools that empower their users.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the deliberate obfuscation tactics that prevent understanding to practical frameworks for developing critical AI thinking across media, consumer, civic, workplace, health, and financial domains. The path forward requires all of us, educators, designers, librarians, journalists, and everyday citizens, working together to build a more AI-literate society.
And remember, the goal isn't for everyone to become AI experts. The goal is for everyone to develop enough understanding to ask good questions, make informed decisions, and maintain their agency in a world increasingly shaped by these systems.
Start with one system, ask one question, have one conversation. Literacy builds from small beginnings.
And know that you're not alone in this learning journey. Communities of understanding are forming everywhere. You just need to find them or start them.
The most powerful design principle is ultimately this: systems should serve human understanding, not prevent it. Demand nothing less.
Thank you all for this deep investigation into public AI understanding. The comprehension crisis is real, but so are the solutions. With critical thinking, community support, and design that prioritizes transparency, we can bridge the literacy gap and ensure that AI serves rather than mystifies the public it's meant to benefit.